Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're sharing with you on the present day ministry of Jesus Christ. We're going to be concluding on this subject today. We've talked about the fact that Jesus has a ministry today. After he had sat down, having purged himself from our sins at the right hand of the Majesty on high, he entered into a minister of the sanctuary, minister of the holy things of God. His present ministry is going to meet the need of every single believer. He is a merciful and faithful high priest. He's a high priest forever, unchangeable, and there as the high priest of God in the present day ministry, he is the one who is going to bring forth the covenant promises into being. Because remember, the new covenant is made between God the Father and the man Christ Jesus. And he is the one who is the mediator of that new covenant. That's the first thing we saw in the current ministry of Jesus as high priest. He's the mediator. A mediator is one that goes between another. And who's he going between? God and man. He's the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. That's why we have to confess Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. He's the mediator because of the things that he did. He was the union of God and man together. We can only approach God because of what Jesus has done. And he's the one who got peace through his blood, the blood of his cross. He reconciled all things unto himself. The Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Through the substitutionary work of Christ, we now have been brought to the place of in right standing with God. And so he is the mediator. He says, I'm the way to the Father. I'm the truth. I'm the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In fact, there's none other name whereby men must be saved but through the mighty name of Jesus. He is the Savior. Praise God. So he's the mediator, drawing men unto him to be reconciled to the Father, to be born again. A second area of ministry, he's the intercessor. He has a ministry of intercession. He ever lives to make intercession for us. He makes intercession for us continually. And as we pray, that brings into operation his intercessory ministry for us, as he will confess that word before the Father and before the angels, sending them forth to accomplish the will of God in our life. A third area, he's the advocate or the heavenly attorney. The Bible says that we can confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we know that when we sin, our fellowship is broken, not our relationship. We're related to God because of our standing with him. But our fellowship is broken through sin. And that's why we must confess our sin. And when we confess our sin, we must know that he is the advocate in heaven. He is faithful, he is just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you confess your sin, you're putting it into his hands, and it's being put into the blood of Jesus Christ. And the blood of Jesus Christ totally cleanses us, totally wipes out all sin, to the point where God doesn't even remember it anymore. And therefore, we should have no more consciousness of sins. And we now are to walk in the light and have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. A fourth area of the current ministry of Jesus is that he is the surety of a better testament. Surety means a guarantor. He's the personal guarantor of the new covenant. He guarantees the word's going to work. That's why he says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The word will always work. Don't you ever doubt the word of God. God's word is true. God's word has been tested. It's a buckler to all those that trust in it. God's word will never fail. There's not been one promise that has ever failed from the word of God. It says that in 1 Kings chapter 8. All of the promises of God come to pass. And he is that surety or guarantor of this covenant. The fifth area is what we were talking about at the conclusion of the last broadcast, is that he is the great shepherd. He's the head over the church. He's the chief shepherd. He says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and they are known of me. The shepherd is one who herds and he tends and he guards and protects and guides and watches over the sheep. That's what Jesus does for us. He's going to guard us. He's going to protect us. He's going to tend to us. He's going to herd us and get us together and walk in his ways. He's going to watch over us in all that we do. The Bible says we're now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop, or the overseers of our souls. That's why we've got to walk closely with the Lord, because he's the head of the body. Remember, he is the head of the church. God the Father gave him, Jesus, to be the head over all things to the church. And that's why you must realize that you need to submit to the Word of God and do what he tells you to do and follow his direction. Psalms 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Psalms 23 is prophetic of the age of the church. Psalms 22 dealt with Jesus on the cross. Psalms 23 is now the age of the church, prophetic of the age of the church, which we're in right now. It says, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. When your shepherd is up there operating in his present day ministry as high priest, you're not going to lack anything, because he's going to meet your needs. He doesn't see the righteous begging bread. He's a God who will meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He goes on and he says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. That speaks of prosperity and our needs met and full provision. It says there that he leads us beside the still waters. That means peace. God's the one who brings peace, and it's a peace that passes all understanding. He restoreth my soul. He's at work to restore you and your soul, which is your will, your intellect, and emotions. He's renewing our mind so we think right, and he's helping us through the Word of God and his leading that we would choose life instead of death, choose blessing instead of cursing. And he also is at work to heal and restore our emotions. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. Remember, the work of righteousness brings peace, and the effect of it is quietness and assurance forever. That's what God accomplishes in our life, praise God. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yes, you're walking through a valley of shadow of death because you're in this world dominated by the god of this world, the devil, and all the things that he's been able to accomplish. You have no fear. Why? Because the Lord is with you. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod is Jesus. Remember, he's the rod that budded. That's the Word of God. And the staff speaks of the Holy Spirit. They comfort me. We actually have two comforters. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit are the comforters in this day and age. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That means in the midst of your enemies. They're all around, because we know that the Satan and all of his troops are around. But in the presence of the enemies, God prepares a table before you. He says he anoints our head with oil. My cup runneth over. The blessings of God are going to come on you and overtake you. And in verse 6, he says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, the sixth area in the present day ministry of Jesus is that he's the apostle and high priest of our confession. This is important, because when we confess God's word, he takes that word and speaks it forth over to the Father and to the angels. Hebrews 3:1 says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, which we are, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, our profession or confession, same word in the Greek, Christ Jesus. When you confess or speak what God's word says, he takes hold of that, and he's going to do something with it. Hebrews 4:14 says, seeing then we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Why? Because when you're confessing God's word, he takes it and confesses it before the angels, and they go forth to accomplish it. Hebrews 4:15 says, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. This is why, because of the high priest up there, we can come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of mercy and find grace to help in our time of need, because of his high priestly ministry as the apostle and the high priest of our confession. Luke chapter 12, here in verse 8, it says, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. This is what he does. He confesses the word that we speak before the angels of God, and they will go forth and do it. Remember, though, that if you deny him before men, you'll be denied before the angels of God, and they won't accomplish the will for you. Because you got to be sure you're speaking God's word. You can't speak a bunch of doubt and unbelief, or your angels aren't going to do anything for you. In Matthew 10, it says, if you confess me or the word before men, him will I confess before the Father, which is in heaven. And of course, the same thing's true. If we're denying him before men, then we'll be denied before the Father. Now, Jesus is putting these angels into operation through speaking forth what we speak. We speak the word, and he confesses it before the angels. They hearken to the voice of the word. They are angels, our ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation. You now have to understand that the angels, they're the ones who keep the sayings of the word of God. They do his commandments. They hearkening to the voice of the word. This is why you've got to learn to speak what God's word says about you. And you can speak the word or you can pray. In fact, Jesus could pray, and the Father would have given him 12 legions of angels to deal with the situation he was at when he was giving himself into the hands of the enemy. Well, today we can pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, and God will bring the angels on the scene to deal with whatever situation we're involved in. Remember that there's more that be with us than that be with them. That's because the angels of God are at our disposal, and they are ready to go into operation as we speak the word. The high priest is going to put them into operation to do warfare and fight the battle for us. Praise God. And so it's important that you realize these six major ministries of Jesus Christ, the high priest. Jesus is the mediator for those who are unsaved, drawing them unto the Father. He's the intercessor for the believer. He's the advocate or the heavenly attorney for one who sins and falls out of fellowship. We can come back into fellowship and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. He's the surety or the guarantor that the word will work every time. He's the shepherd of the sheep, protecting us, watching over us, guarding us, and guiding us. And he's the apostle and high priest of our confession. When we minister the word, he takes the words that we speak, and he confesses them before the Father and before the angels, and they will go forth, and they will bring it to pass. His present-day high priestly ministry is essential for you to possess your inheritance. Realize what he's doing. Put him into operation by doing the word, and watch your high priest bring the promises of God to pass in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,